As nomination meetings roll out this spring, one provincial party has its card of Tri-City candidates nearly full. Last month, the BC Conservatives named Indelie Massey as a contender in the new constituency of New Westminster Coquitlam, as well as Hamd Najafi in Coquitlam-Millardville. The pair join fellow party candidates Kerry Van Oswegan, who was nominated by the BC Conservatives in Port Moody Burquitlam in January, and Stephen Froelich, who got the members' nod in Coquitlam Burke Mountain last December. According to the party website, Massey is a small business owner who has managed government projects in South Africa, consulted for Revenue Quebec, and led BC Hydro initiatives. Najafi is vying for the seat currently held by independent MLA Selena Robinson, who is not seeking re-election this fall. A longtime Coquitlam resident, Najafi has a background in electronics engineering, technical sales, and customer service. Meanwhile, the BC Green Party has yet to disclose its team of candidates for the Tri-Cities, while the BC United under Kevin Falcon has one offering so far: Keenan Adams, a locomotive engineer and a POCO resident since 2010. As for the NDP incumbent MLAs, Mike Farnworth, Port Coquitlam; Rick Glumick, Port Moody Burquitlam; and Finn Donnelly, Coquitlam Burke Mountain, are expected to run, though they have yet to confirm. 2023 money raised. On Monday, April 8, Elections BC released its 2023 annual financial reports for provincial parties and local elector organizations, showing the BC NDP raised $4.5 million last year versus $2.9 million for the BC United and $443,499 for the BC Conservative Party. The documents also outline the local contributors who gave to Parents Voice BC for its political activities in School District 43 last year. Marianne Walker equals $1,324. Don Nightingale equals $1,250. Julie Milligan equals $100. Lyndia Snyder equals $100. Martha Thiessen equals $100. Richard Wilgosh equals $100. Tara Prissy equals $100. Want to be an MLA? To run in the provincial election, you must be 18 years or older, be a Canadian citizen, have been a BC resident for the past 6 months, not have been disqualified by the Election Act or another law, and you don't have to live in the constituency you are running in. However, you can only run in one electoral district at a time. The 43rd provincial election is on Saturday, October 19, 2024, and it will be the first general election to take place under the updated Election Act, allowing new technology to be used to make voting faster and easier. The changes include using electronic tabulators to count paper ballots, as well as laptops to look up voters and cross them off the voters' list. To find out what electoral district you reside in, you can type your address in the Elections BC Finder.